One of the memorable lines in Eric Segal's book, Love Story, is love means never having to say you're sorry. Maybe he wrote that because apologizing is hard, it's awkward, it's humbling, and what if the apology is not accepted? Well, what if you could hire someone to make an apology for you? That's the premise of Jay Rayner's new novel, Eating Crow. His main character, Mark Bassett, is a restaurant critic who writes a scathing review which results in the suicide of a chef. He apologizes to the widow and finds the experience to be so cathartic that he decides to apologize to everyone he's ever hurt. As the book progresses, Mark Bassett becomes the chief apologist for the United Nations. His job is to say, I'm sorry, to all of the wronged people in the world. Jay Rayner is a journalist and a food critic, and he joins us from New York. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So, did you ever apologize for anything you've written?
Actually, I'm not that much of an apologizer. It's not something I go into in a big way. I'm slightly suspicious of the impulse to apologize.
Interesting. So, a lot of this book, then, is not autobiographical?
Not the instinct to apologize. I became very interested in what it is that makes us apologize and what we get from it. I mean, initially what I wanted to do was look into someone's life through all the things they've ever done wrong. I mean, if I asked you to tell me all the things you've ever done wrong, we'd get a very interesting portrait of your life, I'm sure. It was when I started moving into the political side of it that I became increasingly suspicious that actually when people are apologizing, they're trying to make themselves feel better rather than deal with the hurt itself.
So how did the simple I'm sorry then expand into the idea of the foundation of an office of apology under the auspices of the UN?
The Durban Anti-Racism Conference was going on in South Africa. This was the summer of 2001. There were a whole bunch of nations haggling over the wording of an apology for slavery. What it suddenly struck me was, here's this thing, apologizing, the thing your mum taught you to do, and yet it had been appropriated by people in politics, by diplomats, Sherpas, and they're all sitting around tables going, well, do we say we're sorry? Do we regret? How sorry are we? Can we really be that sorry? And what are the implications of saying sorry? And all of that, the use of emotional language in politics, which is not a very emotional business, struck me as intriguing.
You know, it's rare for politicians to apologize.
Not anymore, it isn't. I have to say, I mean, if you look around, starting with the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, in 97, apologising for the Irish potato famine, which he did do. And I keep trying to get my head around the idea. Did he lie in bed next to Cherie the night before saying, I just feel ghastly about the Irish potato famine of the 18th century? But anyway, he apologised for that. 98, obviously we had Bill Clinton in Kigali, apologising for not getting involved in the Rwandan genocide. We've had the Abu Ghraib apologies. Mm. I could go on and on, believe me. There's no shortage of politicians apologizing.
Did you get a chance to see Dan Rather on TV apologizing for the story?
A perfect example. It's happened this week while I've been in New York. It's like he knew I was coming. Again, what you see is the apology become part of a process in which you have the politicians trying to take him down. This is the thing about the apology. It's an authentic emotional moment. Politicians, broadcasters have to look like real human beings these days under the gaze of the media. And what better way is there to do that than by saying sorry?
On page 205, you joke about apology clubs overtaking reading groups as the community activity of choice. But your book has spawned a webpage, and people can post their apologies. What kind of mea culpas are you finding there?
We've had 100,000 people through the site. There are 7,500 apologies up there. So you name it, they've apologized for it. It's under categories. So you've got apologies to lovers, people who are sorry they let someone go, sorry they treated someone so badly. And I do urge people to go and have a look, because it's extraordinary stuff.
I wonder if there are people who go to the site to see if there's someone they know that they believe they deserve an apology from.
There's definitely evidence of the real people popping up there and conversations going on. I remember one, a woman turns up and says to her husband, listen, I am so sorry I slept with your best friend. The husband then comes on and says, I'm going to accept this apology. We can work this out. We're better than this is one thing. And the conversation goes on online, post by post by post, with a few other people chipping in. Just call me Oprah. I've set up a daytime TV forum online. I am the self-styled apology master. I don't know what I am, actually. Am I the secular priest? Obviously, naturally, I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
Jay Rayner is the author of Eating Crow, which is published by Simon & Schuster. He joined us from New York. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.